BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Thousands of South African miners have cheered the former leader of the governing ANC's Youth League, Julius Malema, as he denounced the police for shooting 34 miners on Thursday. Milton Nkosi is at the mine northwest of Johannesburg.
The hundreds of miners had a special visitor, the expelled former ANC Youth League president Julius Malema. He told them that the governing ANC is no longer on the side of the poor. But he also called for leadership change, right from the very top. On the other side of the mine compound, women were knocking on the gates of the mine hospital. They were demanding a list of those who are admitted from Thursday's shooting. Some of them were singing an old song from the anti-apartheid struggle. What have we done? What have we done to deserve this?
India has said that most of the rumours that have led to an exodus of thousands of northeastern Indian citizens from cities in the south have come from Pakistan. About 30,000 people have fled, fearing reprisal attacks for recent violence against Muslim migrants in the northeastern state of Assam. Jaseb Shalani reports.
4 days after the panic first gripped the country, Indian officials are keen to show the situation is now under control. Speaking at a news conference, the Indian Home Secretary, R.K. Singh, blamed Pakistan for inciting fear and panic among Indians. He said Indian officials had identified websites, text messages and doctored pictures, allegedly originating from Pakistan, to provoke violence against non-Muslim migrants working in South Indian cities. More than a dozen suspects have been arrested for their role in triggering the crisis.
A light aircraft carrying the Philippine Interior Minister Yesse Robredo has crashed into the sea, and reports say he and two other people are missing. Officials said the Cessna aircraft came down off Masbate province while trying to make an emergency landing. One person is said to have been rescued from the water. Police in the Czech Republic have formally charged a man whom they believe was planning a terrorist attack similar to that carried out in Norway last year by Anders Behring Breivik. The 29-year-old man was remanded in custody. He was arrested in the eastern city of Ostrava more than a week ago. Rob Cameron reports from Prague.
More details are emerging on what appears to be a man obsessed with guns, explosives and last year's mass killings in Norway. Inside his flat, officers found what they said were enough weapons to kill dozens of people. The man had apparently assembled a remote-controlled explosive device from an aircraft bomb. An assault rifle, pistol and 400 rounds of ammunition were also seized, along with several police and prison guard uniforms. Police say the man was known to them. He had five previous convictions, one for blowing up a wooden shack near a petrol station.
World News from the BBC. The President of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, has been speaking about his decision to offer diplomatic asylum to the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. In his weekly address, Mr. Correa said Ecuador had never argued that Mr. Assange shouldn't answer to the Swedish justice system, but had only called for a guarantee that there would be no subsequent extradition to a third country. Mr. Correa said that since this didn't happen, Ecuador granted asylum to Mr. Assange. NATO officials in Afghanistan say more than two dozen suspected Taliban militants have been killed in an airstrike in the Chapadara district in Kunar province. The Taliban also acknowledged the attack. From Kabul, Ali Makbul reports.
NATO's confirmed it launched the air raid in Kunar province in northeastern Afghanistan, saying more than two dozen militants were killed in the attack and saying there was assistance from Afghan security forces. The Taliban, though, say they lost 13 fighters, but did acknowledge that others had sustained injuries. There are differing reports as to why a large number of militants had gathered together before they were attacked. Some locals say they were due to carry out public executions, others that the Taliban were preparing to attack and attempt to take control of the area.
Egyptian state media say President Mohamed Morsi will visit Iran at the end of the month, the first such visit by an Egyptian president for more than 30 years. He'll attend a meeting of the non-aligned movement, when Egypt will hand the bloc's rotating leadership to Iran. The two countries severed relations in 1979, after Egypt's recognition of Israel and the Iranian Revolution. Patrick Ricard, the chairman of the drinks company Pernod Ricard, has died at the age of 67. He turned his father's family business, which invented the popular French aniseed-flavoured drink Pastis, into the world's second biggest spirits company. The Ricard business merged with the Pernod brand in 1975 and has since acquired many other brands. BBC News.